Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
CBS is planning The Real Beverly Hillbillies reality TV show, and the network's producers are searching Appalachia to find just the right family for the series. Editorial writers and advocacy groups have been ripping into the show. One group took out protest ads in 8 metropolitan papers last month. Commentator Bob Sloan says he's outraged too, and with good reason.
In the 21st century, nobody dare try such a thing with black people or Arabs. Hillbillies, though, were fair game for anybody's insult. CBS will find what it's looking for. You want hillbillies who'll trade a payday for ridicule? You can find someone to act ignorant, talk funny, and go big-eyed over a ride in a stretch limo. The real Beverly Hillbillies won't know how to use the appliances in their mansion, and they'll dress like their clothes came from a Goodwill store. One family in Pike County is semi-famous for being in 3 documentaries about Appalachian rubes. If they wanted to, CBS could find a few black people in Chicago who'd shuck and jive for a camera. If the money was right, they could go to a reservation and somebody might rain dance on command for a big check. But the bigots who thought up the real Beverly Hillbillies know they better act like they respect those groups. They're sticking to safe targets, like hillbillies. And it'll be a hoot of a fun show for some people. Down here in the hills of Kentucky, we won't laugh. What's funny to us is how many ways we're just like people in Beverly Hills or anywhere else. Before taking our kids to McDonald's, we tear them away from the same MTV everyone else's kids watch. We shop at Kroger, and our independent businesses have been swallowed by the same chains who ruined all the other downtowns. Recently, 26 high school kids from Racine, Wisconsin, and Columbus, Ohio, came to hear me talk about local history. If I'd have added a dozen Round County kids to the mix, you couldn't tell the northern youngsters from the locals. When our kids look and talk alike, there aren't a whole lot of differences between us. CBS won't get it, though. They know black people don't drool reflexively when somebody cuts a watermelon. Arabs don't wander around deserts on camels, and Native Americans don't lay around teepees smoking peace pipes. And thankfully, the Frito Bandito isn't on TV anymore. But those TV bigots still haven't figured out that Dog Patch is and always was an imaginary place.
The comments of Bob Sloan, a writer who lives near Moorhead, Kentucky. He's heard here thanks to member station WMKY in Moorhead.